This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's Wagner Group mercenaries face uncertainty.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says it pains him that he's telling all 9 million residents not to go out.
During his daily address to the nation Saturday, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed that the 3 Ukrainian pilots died after 2 L-39 trainer aircraft collided over region west of the capital, Kyiv. Zelensky, who is counting on swift training of Ukrainian crews to fly up to 61 F-16 fighter jets promised by his Western allies, said the 3 men included a Ukrainian officer, one of those who greatly helped our state. Air Force said that the crash occurred in the Zhytomyr region in central Ukraine.
They taught us some specific tactics and some techniques to be effective. We are taught that we need to be very creative. We need to be tactically flexible and just to adapt with conditions, with requirements of situation.
The sheriff of Jacksonville, Florida, reports a white gunman who killed 3 people at a Dollar General store Saturday was racially motivated and hated black people. And the sheriff, T.K. Waters, says the shooter then killed himself. Waters says that there is no evidence the shooter is part of any larger group. He says the gunman, who was in his 20s, used a Glock handgun and an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle. Numerous police officers were in the area near Edward Waters University. It happened, one shooting happened 5 years ago to the day when a gunman opened fire during a video game tournament in Jacksonville. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission Saturday declared Emmerson Mnangagwa the winner of this week's presidential election, securing a second term in office. The Electoral Commission chairperson announced the results.
Activists spoke at the
winning over 52% of the vote, the country's electoral commission said late Saturday. Mnangagwa, who took over from a longtime leader, Robert Mugabe, after a 2017 army coup, was widely expected to secure re-election, as analysts said the contest was skewed in favor of the ruling party. Its main challenger, Nelson Chamisa, who leads the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change party, secured 44% of the presidential vote, according to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Mnangagwa narrowly defeated Chamisa at the last presidential election in 2018. The opposition alleges the election was rigged, but the Constitutional Court upheld the result. Thousands of protesters gathered in Seoul to condemn Japan's release of treated radioactive wastewater into the area near the sea, to criticize the South Korean government for endorsing the release of the plan. AP's Charles Ledesma.
The protesters are calling on the Japanese government to store radioactive water in tanks instead of releasing it into the Pacific Ocean. Japan had begun releasing the radioactive water on Thursday. Environmental activist Kim Chuni says, although Japan's still releasing this water, we still demand the government to immediately stop the release. We also demand that the South Korean government stops endorsing Japan's plan. Prime Minister Han Duk-soo had reassured his nation that the treated water would not impact the safety of food arriving in South Korea. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Loch Ness Monster enthusiasts and volunteers took part Saturday in the largest search for the Loch Ness Monster since the 1970s. Monster enthusiast Greg Gallifrey, joining the search, he believes there is something in the water that updated technology could help reveal.
Well, I know that there's a big something in Loch Ness. I've seen sonar scans of objects the size of transit vans underneath the water that are moving, but I don't know what that is. It could be a transit van bobbing around and floating under the water, but it's not shown up anywhere else. But there are big objects in Loch Ness.
The new surface water search for the fabled monster is billed as the largest of its kind since the Loch Ness Investigation Bureau studied the loch for signs of the mythical beast in 1972. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.